Hello everyone. In this video, I'm going to talk about the lose-lose game. This is going to be a four-part series. The first part being, I'm going to be talking about life as a victim. What does that mean, life as a victim? Living life as a victim. What it's like when a person lives their life as a victim to life. Also known as a victim mentality. Or I'm not in charge mentality. It's very subtle, you know. You may not always see it. You may deny it. But if you had a group of really close friends that were brave enough to give you some really valuable feedback, you might begin to see some areas where you're off track. And it's difficult to find good friends that are willing to give you feedback, because if you're one of those people that lives life as a victim and they give you some feedback when it's unsolicited, they're going to get beaten up badly when you come from this place of victim mentality, see? So people are afraid to give you that feedback. Now, being a coach for many years, it wasn't often that I gave unsolicited feedback. And when I did, outside of the environments that I used to create, it turned into a real mess. So, you know, when you operate your life from the point of view that you're not in charge, even though you may think that you're in charge, you're living really as a sufferer to people, to events, to circumstances, you know, in your life. And, you know, most people that I've met would never admit that they operate this way, they operate as a victim. So I'm talking about in terms of being a victim in terms of honoring your word to yourself, like following through with changing habits, your self-discipline, keeping your word to other people, getting bored easily, easily frustrated. You feel people are holding you back. You don't ever have enough time. You're not making enough progress in your life. You're unable to quit healthy habits. I said that before. Someone cuts you off in traffic and it pisses you off. Your manager gives you a bad performance review and you think that it's unfair. A friend raises their voice and you get offended. You get overcharged for a medical procedure and then you get pissed off. That's the kind of victim mentality I'm talking about. And you know, it builds up and builds up and builds up. And it could be caused from things in your past. Most likely, it's caused from the way that you were brought up, the way that you learned to survive in the world. I'm not going to take a deep dive into that because that's a whole different topic. I'll create another video on that a different time. So what I'm going to talk about a little bit later is, you know, what are the payoffs of you living your life as a victim? Meaning, what do you get from doing it? And, you know, if you didn't get something from doing it, you wouldn't do it. So there's definitely a payoff to it. And I'm also going to be talking about the ripoff. That's the price that you pay for, you know, being a victim and how victim mentality affects the quality of your physical and your mental life. So when you come from the point of view that you're not in charge or don't have control of your life circumstance or stances, you feel like a victim. You feel frauded. You feel swindled, scammed, tricked, right? And the truth is, you're doing this all to yourself. You're living basically badly, for a better word. So, you know, when you come from being a victim, how do you enter into life? You're like a puppet on a string, pulled in every direction by people, by places, by events, everyone and everything in your life. So let me get right into it here. So life as a victim, okay? What are some of the general attributes of life as a victim? You know, on the surface, for most people, they appear that they're fine. But, you know, deep down and underneath, people are in hiding. They're hiding the fact that things are not okay. So people are pretending all the time that things are just beautiful, hunky-dory, hey, I'm great. And the truth is, it's really not. They don't feel that they're in control of their destiny. Things happen to them. They're critical and antagonistic. They have the self of view that they're, and they're critical and antagonistic of their self. They secretly think that they're worthless or unlovable. Now, you may not have every single one of these attributes, and these are not hard and fast, but you may have some or many of them. These type of people are quick to blame. They make excuses. They won't let go of the past. They may have been abused, or they may have been excluded in certain things in their life. They may have had family, money issues, whatever. But they won't let go of the past. They're blaming that. So they go to therapy and they're, oh, the past. I need my parents or my siblings or my cousins, aunts, uncles, friends to apologize to me, which is a bunch of happy horse shit. They're destructive. Lifestyle. They have a destructive lifestyle, food and physical health. They eat the wrong things. They have really bad habits. Our number one responsibility is to handle our mental and physical health. And these people don't do that. They are destructive. It's a destructive lifestyle. They feel hopeless, if not all the time, at many times. They have very low self-esteem. They have depression. They have chronic anxiety. And for the most part, their relationships are shallow. They may have a lot of friends, 15, 18, 2,000, 3,000, 10,000 friends on social media, but they don't really have any or many close friends. So that's kind of what life is like as a victim. It really, it kind of sucks. And sad to say, it's really true. So let's keep going. Let's move forward. So life as a victim, how do you fix that? Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to take a hard look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm doing this to myself. Admit that you're not helpless. Admit that you're not tied to a tree, like somebody's holding you hostage, that you have free will, that you can make choices on your own. Admit that you have the ability, but you won't do anything about it. Admit that you're not willing to change. Admit that you say you will change, but you don't or you won't. You're stubborn, whatever it may be. Admit that it's easier to be a victim. Yeah, well, when I'm a victim, then there's all kinds of things that I get out of it, and that's what we're going to talk about next. Admit that it's messing up your life. This is really messing up my life, and if I don't do something about it soon, things are really going to get bad. I'm not getting any younger. Life is not getting any easier. I'm just getting older, kind of thing, right? So how do we fix this whole thing? We have to have a deeper understanding before we can actually fix it. So let's take a deeper dive look into what's really going on. So an alternative look. So what are the payoffs? What do you get out of being or playing or living your life as a victim? There's huge payoffs, otherwise you wouldn't do it. You have good excuses, right? I've been a victim before in my life, and there's sometimes I will, I can lean in that direction every once in a while. But for the most part, I don't play this victim game anymore. So I can have good excuses. I get attention. People will say, oh, poor Dominic, poor me. I don't have to take responsibility. It wasn't my fault. I can blame other people. I can do what I want, and nobody can, can say anything, because if I'm playing the victim, then, it's my way or the highway kind of thing. I get sympathy. It's easy to cope. I can be right about everything, and whatever anything anybody says, then, I can just be right about it and come up with a bunch of justifications for things that I say or what the circumstances are. I don't have to change. It's a big one. And then there's the ripoff. Now, I could go long on and on and on with this list here. There's many, many, many different payoffs. And Let's see what happens on the flip side of that, the ripoff. What do we get? What are the takeaways? How does it affect our life in a negative way? Well, in a bigger picture, I don't really achieve my goals because I'm being so caught up in being a victim and having excuses for not working on my goals and not setting goals and not achieving my goals. You know, I don't get to set my goals. I don't get to achieve my goals. I'm in hiding. When I'm in hiding, I don't feel good about myself. I feel like I'm a fake. I'm a fraud. I have low self-confidence. I don't feel good about who I am. I don't walk around with my head held high. I don't feel like the abilities and the skills that I have are honed enough. You know, I just don't feel good about myself. I have little control because, you know, when I play the victim, then I can't control the circumstances. People are controlling me, so I feel out of control, which is a super big one, and we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. And then, you know, with all that going on, then I feel depressed, and then I feel, oh, God, you know, I just can't handle this, and I need to drink, and I need to get high, and I need to chill out, and I need to, I'm all stressed out, and things aren't changing, and, you know, I don't learn anything new. Things are kind of stagnant in my life, and I feel bad. So I sit around, and I hibernate, and I don't talk to my old friends, and don't make new friends, and I'm stressed out, and feel all this tensed up. And relationships are not great, so I have relationship problems with my mother, my father, my stepmother, my stepbrother, my step whoever, my, you know, everybody, my neighbors. I have issues with everybody, which sucks. And in the big picture of all these things, it makes me feel uncertain. In some of my other videos, I talk about one of the greatest things that we can create in our life is certainty. Why? Because certainty gives us the power to what? To control and to be and to do and to control our life, right? To be certain. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about that. So, breaking the victim mentality actions. Remember, this is the alternative perspective, right? So first thing that I tell people and the people that I work with to do is to pay attention to your thoughts and just notice your thoughts. The biggest issue that people have is they judge themselves all the time about everything. So stop judging yourself. Very difficult to do. Works better with a coach or a guide. And just begin to notice your thought. Just notice them, period. Don't judge them. Ah, that was an interesting thought. I was really negative about myself, or I was really critical about that other person. Okay, let it go. Just notice it. Number two, do the who chose test. Why? This is, I'll explain in a second. This is called the who chose test. Why? Because you can begin to look at who's really in charge of your life. Taking responsibility for getting yourself into all the different circumstances, all the different situations that you're in, right? So, example, who chose to do this? Who chose this job? Who chose to go out to this restaurant? Who chose, right? Look at yourself in the mirror. You chose. That's the way that it works. Who chose to be here? Who chose to be here in this job? Who chose to be here in this relationship? Who chose, right, to accept this job? Who chose to move here into this location where I have crazy neighbors and the rent's too high? Who chose to buy certain things? Buy this this laptop that turned into a piece of junk and broke, and, you know, who chose to buy it? Who chose to start or stop doing certain things? Who chose to quit in the relationship? Who chose, right? This is the who chose everything, right? Who is doing it to you? You are. Whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, you, if you want to come from that you are in charge of your life, get it that you're choosing by your choices to do and be and see and take action, whatever you're doing with everything in your life. And the last thing I recommend is pay a mentor for fast results. But most people won't do that. Why? Because they're too stubborn. They're stuck in their victim mentality. I can do this on my own. Well, I could tell you a long story, but I'll give you a short one. For 2 years, when I was in my late 20s, I swore that I was going to change, never did. Ruined my life. And then finally, I chose a mentor, and it completely changed everything in my life. So that's it for this, okay? Stay tuned for part two of four. The next one is going to be about living in uncertainty and all the aspects about that. And if you enjoyed this, please subscribe, like it, share it, make your comments, ask your questions. And if you have any questions or comments, leave them in my YouTube comments. Don't send me personal messages. I will not respond to them. Thank you so much. Enjoy your evening, your day. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.